So, you guys have had a couple of hitting practices now. What can you tell about this defense to this point, if anything, from these practices?
It's so early, with all of us together, all of us getting all the scheme at one time, and it's so early to predict anything or to see, how we are. It's just good to have everybody out there flying around. Snacks and 54, those are great players. And number 20, he's doing amazing things on the outside. And it's just finally good to be playing some football with the unit.
I guess what I'm asking is, you've been around this league for a while. You know that there are certain hurdles or litmus tests that you want to see in the development of a defense. Have you seen any of those hurdles so far, or any of those tests passed to this point?
Well, what you're saying, we're at the initial stages right now. We're forming those adhesive bonds right now on the back end. You know what I mean? And we're creating those. We're learning the details about each position in this defense. The new guys got a little bit of way to go, but that's what we're on right now. We're learning. We're building together. We're learning how to work with each other right now, and I think we're doing a good job at it. And the more and more days that we stack together, training camp, these days kind of run together, and as more and more good days we stack up, the better we'll be.
Kind of the linebacker rotating a lot. Can you even get a sense yet for where the depth chart stands?
Not really. I mean, we got a good group of guys, and I say good, I mean great, as in like a whole bunch of experience. Keenan Robinson, Kelvin Shepherd, they've played a lot of football in other places. Me and JT came in last year. Brinkley came in last year. We were veteran guys coming in, and you got Mark and Devin Kennard and young stud BJ Goodson. It's a lot of depth there, and we're all trying to figure out where we're exactly going to be at, and we're just trying to everybody's trying to learn the different positions. So, when Spags is using different personnel groups, we can all fit the mold.
Where do you kind of fit into that?
Excuse me?
Where do you think you fit into that?
Wherever I'm needed. I played a little Mike last year. I played Will last year. I played the Buck Nickel linebacker last year. I'm a veteran guy. I feel like I got a good grasp of the defense. So, whatever position they want me to play, I'll play it. And I'm ready to do it, and I'm willing to do it.
What kind of challenges come for a defense when you don't have a three down the middle linebacker if they like to go that route?
Well, I mean, it puts a lot on, I feel like, the linebacker group in general. You might not put too much responsibility on one person, per se, having the middle linebacker. Let's go back. Let's say Beeson. Beeson was the middle linebacker since he was here. And then when Beeson went down and he had some injury, it kind of was like, okay, McClain was there. And then when I came, it was like Unga. It puts a lot on the other guys. So there's really not one guy, per se. But it puts a lot on the guys, and I feel like the room that we have, the amount of character that we have in that room is outstanding, and I feel like we're all capable of handling it.
Have you experienced that in any of your other stops aside from here in Atlanta last year? You kind of had to do that.
But, yeah, a little bit. A couple years ago in New Orleans, Vilma had a suspension, and we had to kind of figure out what was going on then. And like I said, it just put a lot on the other guys, which is. If you're a professional, you come to work every day. If a coach asks you to do a little extra, I mean, that's not that big of a deal. You got to approach it the right way. You got to be in your book. You got to be studying. And, you got to review. It's like a syllabus in any semester. You study the easy stuff or the introduction stuff or the prerequisite stuff in the beginning. But at the end, you still got to come back to the stuff that you did in the beginning. It's kind of like that.
In the offseason, you guys added a lot to help the defense. I mean, today you had Leon Hall. I mean, when you see that, how do you react?
You got to be excited about it. I played against Leon when we were in the Big Ten, Michigan, Wisconsin guy. And he played a lot of football here in the NFL. And, I feel like we're doing a good job in bringing in the right guys. I don't know him like that, but just his body of work speaks for itself. And, I think we're trying to do everything we can to be a successful defense, a successful team.
I mean, you sit there and saying this isn't a 32nd ranked defense anymore?
Only time will tell with that. We definitely don't have that feeling. I feel like the way we're approaching work and the way we are attacking every day, like we want to be number one. Statistically, of course, last year we still got to live with that. The numbers on our names, but. We're trying to rectify that, and I feel like upstairs they did a good job in bringing in the right guys, and we just got to make sure we keep that bond and keep going and keep getting better every day.
Jonathan, I know every time I talk about this defense, I mentioned that it was last in the league last season.
That's you that keep doing that?
I do, and okay. I worry about it. Are you sick of hearing that?
You know what? It is what it is. You know, you got to be a pro. You know, we was out there. I was out there. You know, I was out there in the third downs. I was out there in the 2 minute. You know, and it's tough to watch sometimes. You know, we weren't as good as we should have been, I felt like. And I feel like, you know, honestly, I think we let Coughlin down. You know, it was a tough year. Our offense did, you know, they did what they were supposed to do in a lot of games. And defense, we didn't pull through when we were supposed to in a lot of games. You know, some games we played well. Some games at the end of the game, we just didn't do what we're supposed to do. And, you know, that's us. You know, we got to take it. It's myself, Spags, all the linebackers, the D-linemen, the new guys coming in. You know, we all got to wear that. And we're here to rectify that.
So how much is that a reminder? How much is that motivation? And how much does Spags remind you of that and the need to be better?
I mean, every day. We watch film on last year's film. You know, when we're watching and installing, the only thing we have is last year's film. And, you know, sometimes it don't look quite like how we want it to look. You know, but that's the motivation. You know, we're all men. We're all prideful human beings. And this game is recorded by everybody. You know, it's recorded by other teams, the GMs and you guys and the fans. And, you know, we want to put a good product out there for ourselves, for our team, for our families. You know, and it's tough to swallow when that number's on your back. You know, you were at number 32. That's tough. You know, and like I said, we're all grown men and we're all, you know, responsible and, you know, hungry human beings. And we want to do better and we will do better.
You watch the tape, but is an actual number brought up? 32nd.
I mean, it's like the elephant in the room. You know, it's kind of hard not to say, you know, every now and again. And, you know, if we feel like we're being content in any way, you know, the number will get said by somebody in some type of way.
Because you got the everyday reminder of what you guys did last year, does it feel like you guys as a unit that's you know part of the reason why he's not here anymore?
You know what? I wouldn't say that. That was more of a personal response, you know, and you know me being a veteran and kind of understanding how things work. And you know, New York, you guys are tough, man. You know, you beat us up a little bit, but it comes with the territory. You know, we haven't had, and I say we as in the Giants organization. We rolled off a couple 6-10 seasons in a row, missing the playoffs, and the demand is high here, you know, and that's the bar that Coughlin set. Coughlin set that bar, you know. He's got a couple rings under his belt, and we got to keep that tradition. And you know, anything under that, you know, it's a underachievement.